Dream Country by Luann Rice. Copyright 2001 by Luann Rice. Read by Laurel Merlington. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
Dream Country. To Bob. Chapter 1. At 7 a.m., Daisy Tucker paused at the foot of the stairs to smell the laundry she held in her arms. She had gotten up an hour early to wash her daughter's clothes, throwing an extra sheet of fabric softener into the dryer the way Sage liked it. Mounting the stairs, Daisy wondered why her heart was pounding. She felt nervous, as if she were applying for a new job instead of waking up her 16-year-old with a pile of clean clothes. The house was quiet, flooded with thin morning light. While waiting for the laundry to finish, Daisy had gone to her spare room jewelry studio to work on a bracelet that she hoped to finish that afternoon. But she had been too upset to concentrate. Daisy and Sage lived alone. There had been no witnesses last night to hear Daisy screaming like a banshee, see her pulling her own hair like a caricature of a maniac. There had been no one present to watch Sage sit back in her inflatable chair, messy dark hair falling across her face, observing her frustrated mother with cool detachment in her wide green eyes. No one to watch that composure crumble under Daisy's words. Sage had been wearing the clothes Daisy now held in her arms, and they had been mud-stained and sopping wet. She had been out with Ben Davis, her boyfriend, until midnight, even though she had promised to be home by 9. They had gone canoeing and capsized. In late October, Silver Bay, Connecticut was frosty and cold, and all Daisy had been able to think about was how they might have drowned in the dark. The phone rang. Still holding the clothes, Daisy walked to her bedroom, wondering who it could be. Ready.